Ready! North Carolina! We have come to rock you tonight! Close your eyes and lock me in.
Tour, maybe you never do the song ever again. And this next song is one that I wrote and recorded in the 60s, and we hadn't ever done it until this year. Here it is.
It's great to banter on the line.
Yeah.
time. Oh yeah, but what an audience. And stuff, and then we can finally get out on the road and meet a crowd like you. That's something cool.
A spooky boogie. Thank you.
When we recorded a new album last year, we were in California doing recordings there, and we're working quite hard, but we had a day off, so even though it's raining, you know, coming from England, I was always like, oh, it's going to be sunshine. It was rain pouring down. So what we did, we went for a drive up the Pacific Coast Highway in a little black Corvette, radio on. Had a great day. Anyway, we got back. I came up with this song, which is the title song from the new album. It's called Driving Rain. About that. Then someone's like holding up a sign, and you've got to read it. You know, so you've got all these words going through here. Oh, it's Jennifer's birthday. Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jennifer. Happy birthday to you. Okay, this point. I would love to introduce to you our extremely fine and bodacious drummer, Abe Laborio Jr.
Hello, North Carolina.
Okay, you guys rock. This is amazing.
This is so loud.
I was trying to say that we are also ready to rock. And now the piano, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you, Abe. This next song is the first song I ever wrote for the woman who turned out to be my beautiful bride. That's Heather. It's a special song for my woman, Heather. To England, and I don't know if you know, but in England sometimes we call girls birds. We call them other things too, but birds. So I was imagining the plight of a young black woman and all those struggles, so I wrote this song with that in mind. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. On your line, you'll all be waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. On your life, you'll all be waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you'll all be waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird. Singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life? You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free.
Every morning brings a new day.
You know, when we're doing these shows, the other thing you see in the audience, you see people on their cell phones, like ringing up home, you know.
Mom, listen to this!
I'm watching you. And I was walking down the road, one fat no. Gotta see it my way. You'll have to keep on talking till I can't go on. Gotta see it your way. But the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. Get it wrong and still you think that it's alright.
with this guy here about his overuse of steroids.
It's not good for us. I keep telling you, what is it? Well, look at that, a little colourful box has just arrived. It's time for your massage. Please lie face down on the bed and I'll be with you in a minute. One of the great things about being on tour, one of the other great things besides the great crowds and the great band playing the music, one of the great things is you do get to have a lot of massages. You do, because you think about it, you know, you go all around the world, you go all around the country, and in each of these hotels you stop at, you can have a massage if you want. So you get a lot of massages. And you know, mostly they're great, they're fantastic, but I have had one or two dodgy massages. True story, this. I was in New Orleans. You know what I'm talking about. And I was in a hotel, so I wanted a massage. Well, this guy comes up, a big sort of heavy set guy. He's got his table.
Can I hold on?
He sets up, he says, I'd like you to sit upright on the table. Okay. So, you know, I'm sitting there. And he says, I'd like you to imagine that your leg is hollow and made of bronze. So he says, I'd like you to imagine that your neck is like a giraffe's neck. He's going on, he said, a little bit later, how do you feel? I said, I feel like a giraffe with a hollow bronze neck. And then at the end of this session, this is true, I swear, at the end of this session, he's got me sitting upright on the bed. He says, I'd like you to look into my eyes with your eyes and try and burn a hole in my eyes. I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking, you know, I want a massage, not a relationship. It was growing on me a bit. But that's true, it's true. And I think why I'm telling this story as we go around on tour is in the hope that it'll get back to him and he'll stop doing it. And then there was another occasion, another true story. I was in Tokyo. No, not that time. So I was in Tokyo, and again, I don't need a massage. And a little lady comes up to the room. And she says, please lie on floor on towel.
Sorry, guys, you have to admit, that was perfect timing. Okay. I missed a tune.
So I'm lying on the floor on this towel, and she starts to give me a little bit of a massage. I'm closing my eyes, and I just suddenly I hear, yesterday, on my 12th season. Luckily, she didn't know the middle age, so it didn't last forever. True stories.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to follow him, you can see that it's just a the way.
You having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Love it. Love it. You know, in life sometimes it's not always possible to say exactly what you mean to people. Sometimes you think, I might say that, but you haven't got the courage or the opportunity doesn't come up. I think it's particularly sad when someone's passed away and you think, I wish I'd said that, or I should have just told them that, you know. You never got around to it. And this next song is a song I wrote after my dear friend John had passed away. Let's hear it for John. For him, and it's in the form of an imaginary conversation between him, he and me. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, ooh, here today. But as for me, I still remember how it was before. George was a sensational ukulele player. He's really good. And he was a big fan of this guy in England called George Formby. So there's about two people who know who George Formby is. And George was in his fan club. You know, this guy was from the black and white movies in the 40s. George is a big fan of his. And he was in the fan club, and he used to go to the annual convention. And all the guys, they'd all sit around, millions of them with ukuleles, and they'd all sit in a room or something. George would be in the middle and destroy away. So what would happen is you'd go to George's house, you know, have something to eat for an evening and stuff, and after dinner, what would happen is the ukuleles would come out, and he'd pass them around, like, he had a big collection. In fact, he gave me this one. Not, I don't think, imagining that years later, in Raleigh, it would get a buzz. I play it for you now as a tribute to George. Something in the way she moves attracts me like one lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I believe her now. Somewhere in a smile she knows that I don't need one lover. Something in a style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I believe her now.
Thank you.
Grand Bunch. I was a teenager in Liverpool. Liverpool Foot Club. Long time ago, as I say, me and George went to school at the school next door to where John went. He went to an art college, and he was a year and a half older than me, and he remained so. But you know, at that age, when you're a teenager, that year and a half difference is like a big difference. You know, it's like, wow, I'm looking up to these people. And John used to go to these college parties that were thrown by his tutor. So the people who went to those were like quite sort of mature, sophisticated crowd compared to us, you know. And they'd all sit around, you know, talk about books and plays and stuff. We'd always just play records and get drunk, you know. hey, come on. So, you know, in an effort to kind of look a bit sophisticated and mature, when I went round to these things, these dudes, I would sit in the corner with a black turtleneck sweater on and a guitar. And I pretend to be French. And it never worked. I was hoping they'd kind of look up and say, wow, you look sophisticated. But years later, John said to me, he said, you remember all that daft French stuff you used to do? He said, one of those was good. He said, we should do it. So we did. Here it is now.
Say the only words I know that you love.
inside these four walls. Sent inside forever. Never seen no one.
Okay, well, playing that blistering solo on that last song was our exceptional guitar player, Rusty Anderson.
Cheers, mate. Thank you so much. You guys make us feel great up here, I'm telling you. I got a few friends in the audience, too. I want to say hi to Matt, and to Chuck, and to Parthenon. Everybody else, thank you. So glad we got to play here.
Is that all, Rusty? Would you like to name them all individually?
Sheila, Janet,
Susie, Tommy, and Susan.
Got a present in the hair dryer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. I wrote this next song for Linda. And tonight, this is for all the lovers in the audience. You know who we are. This is for you. Keyboard player Paul Wicks Wicked.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Thanks a lot. You know, we all started a long time ago with a band and practicing in your garage and maybe you get a record deal and if you're lucky enough you get a hit, and then when you play a concert you have to decide where you put your hit. Do you put it at the beginning and get the crowd going, or do you wait, save it till the end? And we have a kind of similar problem here. I mean, where do we put the hit? Do we put it after that hit, or before that hit, or between those two hits? It's true. Anyway, the next song we're going to do is another song that Paul recorded in the 60s, and it's not been played live until this leg of the tour, so that makes you guys some of the first people to ever hear it in concert.
So thoughtlessly, how could she?
A few years, but this next one doesn't. This is a new song we wrote last year when we did a concert for New York. So I want your help on this one. I see everybody clapping your hands. This is my right.
We'll be right back.
Smith. People, thank us for doing that concert in New York. We just say it was our pleasure. We're really proud to be there. Only person in the band I haven't introduced you to so far is the guy on my left here, the incomparable Brian Ray.
The good fortune of playing in front of some really wonderful audiences, but Raleigh rocks.
answer in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. In my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Oh, let it be.
Behave, behave. Thank you.
this time, just the girls. Come on, ladies, just the girls. Come on.
Right for the day.
And I've got a feeling that you want to keep rocking. Yeah, I thought so.
Yes!
Sullivan Show. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Comes a time when you've got to go home. But I say, we've had a really great time here this evening. I want to thank some people. I first of all want to thank this fantastic band of mine. To bring you a show like this, we've got a lot of people with us. We've got people out front on sound, we've got Pablo out there, we've got the guys and girls on the video screens, we've got the people all around the back here who bring this show. The best crew. And last but not least, we want to thank you.
Thank you. never known.